This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that is kind of a thorn in everyone's side, and we're going to sort of approach how to take care of this in a really unique way. And you probably saw when this was up on the website, it says, so long to self-doubt, because that is something that is like a cancer. And when it gets in you and it spreads, you become almost immobile sometimes because you're talking yourself out of things. So a woman who knows a lot about this and this is what I'm going to have her speak about is this particular sentence. A traumatic past does not condemn us to a dysfunctional future. Let's find out what Nita Lipinski, who is a natural clairvoyant and medium, as well as author, knows about that sentence. Hi, Nita. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fantastic. So you really blew me over with that sentence. A traumatic past does not condemn us to a dysfunctional future. Tell us where that came from.
Where that comes from is that I had a very traumatic past, and I learned that anybody can heal, and that it, because we experience trauma or fear, we don't have to carry that with us where we're going.
Would you be open to sharing with us a little bit about that?
About?
Your past.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, my first book, The Knowing, is about this. At a very young age, I got involved with a man who would become a notorious serial rapist in California.
Wow.
And my experience with him was both deeply frightening and created for me a lot of behaviors which I write about in my new book, Habits That Heal. So anxiety, negative self-talk, my need to judge myself and others and be critical, and, gossip, in getting into all of those energies kind of as a way to protect myself. So for me, I also was a battered child and had a very, very dysfunctional young life.
Wow. And when did... let's, you know, for lack of a better words, the light bulb go on?
Really, for me, it was, it began to go on when I began to discover that, as you mentioned, I'm a clairvoyant medium, so I was born that way. And for the longest time in my life, I just assumed there was something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And at about 21, I went to a university in California where there were professors from the UK that had built a machine, and it was like a Richter scale, and you had to affect the machine with lights. It had lights and bells that would go off simultaneously without touching the machine. And there were about 50 people at the workshop. And I went to the lecture that day because I was curious, and they showed us all kinds of things that science didn't really understand yet. And at the end, we all lined up to see who could affect the machine. And it turns out that I was able to affect both lights and bells simultaneously. And really, it was in that moment that I realized, okay, maybe there is something, maybe it is not that there's something wrong with me. Maybe it is that I have something that science doesn't understand yet. And that's really when I began to turn the corner and look more deeply into things. My fear, you know, my life, the pain, the dysfunction, and what that looked like and what I could do with it.
And for those who may not be familiar, if they're not, what exactly does a clairvoyant do?
Clairvoyance is the ability to see without, to see things without actually being present, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So clairvoyant is one of what we call the five clairs. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Clairsentient, clairvoyant. Help me out here. I got to finish it up.
Clairelliance, claircognizance, What did we do?
I know. What did we miss?
Yes. They are all the senses, hearing, smelling, tasting,
mm-hmm.
visual, and feeling. Claircognizance is probably the most common clair that people have, and that is where we have the gut feeling, mm. where despite empirical evidence, we just know a thing.
And we're all born with this, correct?
Yes.
And
I believe that yeah. that's true.
Yeah, I believe that as well. And, you know, usually it's as we're growing up, the very first time someone tells us, no, you don't see grandma standing in the corner. No, you know, your new
right.
little friend is not in the room with you. And
right.
then we start believing that.
Right.
So when you, obviously, it's major traumas that you went through, and you said as soon as you started figuring out that, you know, what you have inside you was actually okay, it made you all right. Did anyone from, you know, the spirit world help you with your healing process?
Oh, yes. I mean, I feel like they saved my life. I feel like really, for me, that was everything. Because it did two things for me. It, on some level, I understood, even though I might not be able to articulate or you know, process. Now, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 9, I was, for the first time, severely beaten by my stepmother, who was an alcoholic. And I mean, she beat me, black eyes and, you know, serious. Beating. And I remember going outside and knowing that, A, I wouldn't be living very long there, that she was deeply, she was in deep pain and suffering,
mm-hmm.
and that I would be okay, that this would not be forever, that wasn't my fault, and that I would be okay. And at 9 years old, I really couldn't reconcile all of that information, but knowing it and hearing those, you know, voices and being told what I was told helped me see a deeper picture than than a child would actually see. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And is connecting spirit one of the habits that heal? Do you talk about that in your book?
No.
Oh.
Because in the book, the habits that heal, each exercise, so there are four different exercises in the book at the end of the chapter on anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So anxiety, my definition of anxiety is that it is a physical response to a mental thought or belief that we project into the future. So we focus on all the ways a thing can go wrong and will go wrong. And we focus on that until our hearts race and our stomachs twist and our palms sweat. Or we can't go to sleep, or, you know, we have a feeling of rocks in our stomach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is energy projected into the future, so it hasn't happened. It may never happen. But we are responding, our body is responding in a way that it is happening. And anxiety is simply a fear-based energy. It's fear of the future. And we learned how to think anxiously before we could say our names. So
really?
As a toddler, sure. Don't run or you're going to fall down and get hurt. Look, both cars are going to hit you. Watch out, that's hot, it's going to burn you. That's sharp, it's going to cut you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So our parents taught us to anticipate fear before it happened in order to keep us safe.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we learned how to anticipate and think about fearful outcomes so that we could avoid them. And many of us grow into adults and we continue this type of thinking so that we begin to anticipate and think about fearful outcomes before they ever occur. And, you know, some people will say, well, I think that way to prepare me for the worst. Or
what a cheerful way to go about life.
But you know, people believe that, and they want to be prepared, and they don't want to be caught unaware. And so for them, this is a way of thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I teach in the book is, look, there are really four steps to stopping anxiety when you're in it. So if you're having an anxiety attack, or if you're just lying awake at night and you're worrying about your kids or whatever you're worrying about, you got to, number one, you got to get present. Because if you're in anxiety or you're worrying, you are not present. So you got to get present. And I teach you to do that by focusing on your breath, just mm-hmm. how it's coming in and out of your body.
Okay.
Right? The second thing you have to do is you have to send a message to your brain, in this moment, I am safe. Because anxiety is about fear of the future, fear of the outcome. Therefore, you don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And your body response is a response to not being safe, right?
Right.
So you repeat this, focusing on your breath and repeating over and over again, in this moment, I am safe. And then the third thing you do is you smile, even if it's the smile of a Mad Hatter, even if you're, you know, going down the grocery store and you look a little crazy. You need to smile, because your brain cannot be present and smile and think negative, fearful thoughts simultaneously.
Okay.
It simply can't. So when you smile, you focus on the moment. You tell yourself you're safe. You stop that progression of anxiety. It stops the thought process. And once you've done that, the exercise that we can do every day is that we drop into our heart and we pick one thing that we have that we are grateful for and that brings us joy and happiness. And we just focus on that for a few minutes. How does having what you have in this moment bring you joy and happiness? And how grateful are you for having it? And what that does is it brings you into the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It opens up that feeling of joy and happiness for what you have. And we all have at least one thing we can be grateful for.
Right.
And if we do this every day, every single day, and focus on what we have, we begin to discover that there are a lot of things that we can be joyful for, even the sun shining in the sky.
Yeah.
Or
got up out of bed. If you got up out of bed today, if you actually had a bed, you know, all of the things. So here I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to be the person who's listening who has, you know, an A-type personality. Okay, so I got to get a present. I got to send a message to my brain. And in this moment, I'm safe. Then I'm going to smile. I'm going to drop my hair. Okay, that's just way too much. I just need a Valium.
Well, of course, that's your choice. But I would say to the A personality, here's the good news. You're an A personality. That means you're mentally very busy. Mm-hmm. And you're very smart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can break it down to three steps, focus on my breath. I am safe, and smile. That's pretty simple.
That takes like a second. That's like, aren't using up much time at all.
No, and the gratitude exercise is 5 minutes. And I have free voice downloads that'll take you through it step by step on the website. If you're not a person, if you, you know, can't look at the book and say, oh, what do I do? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put your headset on, download the MP3 onto your phone, and just listen to it and let it take you through those steps.
And here's what
5 minutes will change your life.
Really? And you know what? Everybody, you are worth this. If something has been going wrong in your life and you're still dealing with the self-doubt and anxiety and fear, and you've tried this and you've tried that, keep going until you find something that works. So here's something that this like Nita said, you can even change it down to three simple steps. When you get in that heightened sense of anxiety, to help yourself, Why not at least give it a try? And if you don't, you know, in quotes, do so well on the first try, well, then the next day, if it happens again, try again. Don't stop trying. Don't think you're doing it wrong, right? Because that's where we start talking to ourselves and that ego self starts coming in saying, that was wrong. Nita didn't tell you to do it that way.
Right. It's three simple steps, and I cannot tell you how many emails, texts, letters that I have gotten from people who had anxiety their whole life and said, you're not going to believe this. It actually worked.
You know? You're like,
and
yes, I do.
Yes, I do believe it.
Oh, I love that. So Habits That Heal, is that available on your website as well as on, where else can someone find the book?
Well, right now, Habits That Heal, I released it on paperback on Amazon last week. It will be released digitally. Now, hopefully you can post this on your website. I will send you the information for all your listeners. So September 10th and 11th, which is Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend, I will give the book away digitally for free.
Wow.
So you can click on a link. And it's on Amazon. You can do it through my website. You can download the book free. So if you have an iPad or a Kindle, or even on your phone, you can download the book free. And again, I have free voice downloads on my website and also a video, a free video that takes you through those three steps.
So see, everybody saying I don't have enough money right now, that excuse doesn't wash. So let's try and take steps to help yourself in just a small way. Now, Nita and I were talking previously because we both happen to be intuitives, readers, mediums, whatever you want to call us. And one of the things that I find is that sometimes people who don't want to deal with their own anxiety think, well, I'm just going to go to this person over here and then they're going to help tell me everything that I need to do for my life. So tell us the when is the right time and when is not the right time to get a reading.
Well, I'm not sure I can tell people when is the right time or not the right time for a reading. What I can tell you is that trust yourself. If you feel like it's a good time, trust that and follow up and do the reading. I believe that people know the truth when they hear it. If you get a reading and it doesn't feel like the truth to you, then it's not for you. And, you know, you need to let go of that. But people know the truth when they hear it. And that's just the way we are.
And so if somebody wanted a reading from you, how do you do your readings?
Well, I have, there are a few options. A mediumship session, which is not a reading, but a connection with those on the other side, is an option. A straight clairvoyant reading where I don't look at anything first, where you just have specific questions you've written down. You can do that. Or for many people, I do what I call a life reading, and I take your whole given name into meditation prior to ever having this session with you. And I have three or four pages of information specific to you. What's going on in your life right now? It is not nebulous information. And then we go through that and answer any questions that may not have been answered or may come up as a result of that free work. And a good reader, really, you know, they're not going to tell you what you don't know. They're going to help give you clarity to things perhaps that you couldn't articulate or see in a particular way, or you had the feeling of, and you say, yes, I see what that is now. There's a different kind of clarity.
Yeah. It's like it's teamwork, because you do have to energetically sort of, you know, bring something to the table when you're there, when somebody's, you know, reading you. You don't just sort of sit there like a bump on a log.
Right. Well, and 90% of my readings are done by the phone because proximity for me doesn't matter, right?
Right.
I've got 4 pages of information on you, regardless of where you are.
And no, she did not troll Facebook to find your name and Google you and get that is not how she gets 4 pages.
Yeah, you know, somebody actually asked me that once, and
I laughed because it
never occurred to me that one could Google somebody.
I know.
Right, but no, it's specific, deep information that many things that only you're ever going to know.
Mm-hmm.
That helps open up and connect, and then you realize, okay, there is something in this for me.
And what about people who want to sort of strengthen their own abilities? If they're saying, you know, you're saying, as I was saying as well, that you're born with this. Do you have any sort of one thing that stands out?
I would say 2 things about it.
Okay.
If you are born a natural musician, you're going to choose your instrument and then you're going to practice every day in order to master the instrument you have chosen, regardless of whether you are a natural musician or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to practice. If you're a natural athlete or whatever your gift is, practice, practice, practice.
Okay.
So, for me, meditation, and I'm not talking about 30 minutes of thinking nothing, but if you can begin with 5 minutes a day of opening that channel to that higher self, that intuitive self, that God consciousness, can be a wonderful first step to begin to open up trusting, because many people, the problem is not that they're not intuitive, but rather that they don't trust the information they get.
Yeah, exactly. Ego self pops in and takes over and
fear,
fear, and it's
mm-hmm.
a struggle.
Yeah.
We have been talking to Nita Lipinski, and we will have her website connected with ours. Her book's Habits That Heal. Don't forget about that free ability to read about that book and hear about that book and her videos. So all of that will be up on our website. We have come to the time in our show that we like to call the RL3, three silly, goofy little questions that tell us a little bit more about Nita. Here is your first question, Nita. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Horoscopes, helpful or hooey?
Oh, with a good astrologist, very helpful.
All right, good. See, she said good astrologist. Do your research, people. Okay, here's your second question. And this can be ever. Your best Halloween costume ever.
I dressed as a queen from the Tudor era of Henry VIII.
Oh, I bet you that was a gorgeous costume. All right. And who knows? You may have lived in that lifetime as well.
I believe I have.
And you probably put it on and said, oh, yes.
Yes, I remember this.
I do. It's one of my favorites. And here's the third and final question. And this is where we like to find out your fantasy name. And that would be the first pet you ever had and the street you grew up on. What would your name be?
First pet, you mean the name of my first pet?
First name of your first pet.
Thea.
Thea.
No, that's not right. Roca.
Roca, and the street you grew up on.
Oh my gosh, I lived all over the United States and abroad.
Whichever one you remember as a child.
A street name. Oh.
What street are you living on right now? We'll go with that.
41st.
Roca 41st. Okay. Sounds like maybe a craft beer. I don't know. Something like
that. It does.
It has been a joy having you on today. I want everybody to make sure you check out her website, NitaLipinski.com. That link will also be on our website. Bless you so much for joining us and being here and sharing your energy. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed myself.